This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Now remember, on March 31st, we're going completely off the radio. So if you're listening to these on the radio, the only way you're going to continue to listen to these is via our podcast. And you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you're going to be able to listen there. Now, we're also right now, we're believing God for $50,000 in order to go on to television. And so you can be in agreement with those. But until that time, if you want to hear this teaching after March 31st, you're going to have to go to the website or subscribe to the podcast. Now on April 1st, my wife's going to go on radio for at least the month of April, and we'll see how that goes. To be honest with you, it's just because of the cost associated with it. But we want to give you the opportunity, especially those on the Treasure Coast, to hear her teaching and let you know about what a phenomenal church that is available. And listen, if you're in a church where you're not growing any deeper in your knowledge of the Word and in your knowledge of God, you need to change churches. That's just it. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to one of ours in Clewiston or Port St. Lucie, but you are not there for a self-help seminar. You are there, you are in the church to get closer to Jesus. And it's not just to serve. We want you to serve in our churches, but we want you to serve out of a heart and a love for God, not out of an obligation. And, well, we'll talk more about that later. Anyway, we've been talking about how to change your life forever. We've been talking a lot about things that choke the Word. And so now, from Mark 4 in verse 18 and 19. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now we've already talked about the cares of this world. We've been working on the deceitfulness of riches. Now money lies to people. It lies to people and tells you that you have to have it in order to do what God wants you to do. And that's not actually true. Now, at some point, listen, I'm not stupid. There's a reason we receive offerings on these broadcasts, because money is involved in doing what God called you to do. But a lot of times people let the money be the determining factor of their obedience to God. And the truth of the matter is that the money's trying to deceive you. Or people try to say that, well, I can't do this if I don't have the money. I can't really go after, you know, the other day I was talking to a young man who I believe is called to pastor a church. And he said to me, I believe you're called to pastor this church. What do you believe? And he starts off with, well, pastor, you got to understand the money. I couldn't take the pay cut. You got to understand about time. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I actually told him, stop. I said, stop. You need to answer one question first. Is this what God called you to do? Because a lot of times people, and this goes into a misunderstanding of stewardship. People think stewardship is on the basis of money. Stewardship is not on the basis of money. Stewardship is on the basis of the will of God and what is best for the kingdom of God. Okay? And I'll explain that as we go along, but I want to get to this. God is not against you having money. God is against money having you. God does not want you to get into the place that you trust money more than you trust Him. You know, this here, let's go to Mark chapter 10 right quick with the rich young ruler. And this is in verse 17, he says, now as he was going out on the road, one came to him running and knelt before him and asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? There is no one good but one, that is God. And you know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, okay, now listen, when he looks at him and loves him, he's got plenty of money. He's got all of his possessions, and Jesus loves him. Jesus is not thinking, you know, I can only love you if you're poor. That is not true. He's not even asking to take a vow of poverty, and I can prove that. He says this, "Teacher, all these things I've kept from my youth." Jesus, looking at him and loved him, said, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor." Didn't even say give it all to the poor. He said give it to the poor. "And you will have treasure in heaven. Take up your cross and follow me." And he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, is his problem the possessions, or is his problem his relation to the possessions? Is his problem the money, or is it his love of the money? It's not the money. That's not the issue. If he could have, in that moment, said, "I'll sell everything I have and give to the poor." He didn't even say, "Give all that you have to the poor." He said, you know, "Sell what you have, give to the poor, take up your cross and follow me." There's two things in that. That's actually a job offer. To my knowledge, he only said, "Take up your cross and follow me," directly, individually, to 12 other people, and that was the disciples. And remember, he knows that in about 3.5 years, or in a short period of time, he's going to lose his treasure, Judas. This guy would have been he's very good with money. He would have been a great replacement for Judas. He's offering him a job. He's saying, "Come with me." None of the guys that are with Jesus are having trouble feeding their families, are having trouble in life. People say, "Well, they were all broke." If they couldn't take care of their families, then they are worse than an infidel and they've denied the faith. And if Jesus has put them in that position, he has led them into being disobedient to God. That is not true. The day that Peter went into the ministry, where he jumped out of the boat, he had the largest financial increase he had ever had in his entire business life. And Jesus did not tell him to give all that money away from selling all those fish. See, the problem with this rich young ruler is not the money. It's that the money has him. He doesn't have the money. He can't let it go. He can't do what Jesus is asking him to do because of the money. That's the problem. He's in love with the money. He thinks the money. Here's something else. This guy, rich young ruler, he says he knows all the commandments. He says he knows the word. Well, the word says that he that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord, and the Lord shall repay. In other words, go ahead and give it, and God is going to give it back to you. But he doesn't believe that. He's trusting that money to provide his comfort. He's trusting that money to provide his security. That's the problem. He doesn't trust Jesus. He trusts the money. Going back to this young pastor, that's the problem. You're deciding, people say, well, it's a bad stewardship decision to go from a $70,000 a year job to a $40,000 a year job. That's a bad stewardship decision. No, it isn't. Not if God told you to take the $40,000 a year job. That is the wisest decision you would ever make. It is trusting God, I believe that it'll come back in. Well, I know so-and-so, they gave away everything they had, and they were poor and struggled. Well, it's not just about giving away everything you have. It's about believing the promises of God. It's about increasing, especially these people who gave away everything they had because they thought their possessions were keeping them from an intimate relationship with God. The only way your possessions keep you from an intimate relationship with God is if you value the possessions more than you value the relationship. That's it. And listen, folks, you can see this in the lives of married people. where they don't value their kids or their spouse more than they value the money. They think that the money, you know, hey, I'm doing this for my children. No, you're doing it for you, because your kids, your spouse would rather spend time with you. It's the deceitfulness of riches. People will be happy if I just give them money. That's not true. That's not true. They have so many scientific tests that prove that money, just having money, there has to be purpose to your life. I know right now there's somebody right there sitting listening to me that you have plenty of money, but you have no purpose. You've lost your purpose. Get involved in something that's changing people's lives. Quit holding on to the money, thinking the money is the thing that gives you comfort. You should have learned by now it's not. But money tries to deceive you. Tries to tell you you can't do the word. You can't give up your comfort. You can't give up your security. Money doesn't bring security. Money doesn't bring comfort. If it was, those of you that have money would be more comfortable and more secure. You have belongings. Well, more importantly, the belongings have you. It is time to start putting money in its rightful place. Start telling money, you don't rule over me. I don't make decisions based on you. I make decisions based on what Jesus is saying to me. I make decisions based upon what God is telling me. And quit fighting in your homes because you don't have enough money. If you would restore, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. That includes lack. That includes poverty. Stop it. Stop fighting over money. Start valuing that person in front of you. Start valuing the things of God. Start putting the things of God first, and all those things will be added to you. You know, ministers, this is one of the reasons we have a monthly meeting, is to help you keep your motives pure, so that as God adds resources to you, you never look at a person as a dollar sign. You never think of money as the only thing you need to make it work. It's not just money. You know, take advantage of these ministers' meetings we have at KurtOwen.com. Let these things be fed on the inside of you. Get them down on the inside of you, and they will help you. They will strengthen you, and you'll be a more productive minister because of it. Partners, thank you for making that possible. Please listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen, and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@KurtOwen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@KurtOwen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well,